Peter Grangeng, an advocate working with the Coast Advocate and Solicitors, says he was in his parked car at around 5 p.m. next to Standard Bank along the ministry's airport road waiting for a friend when the boys approached him with a brochure or paper to read.
They came at the passenger side of the door and then showed me the paper. So when I asked them to stay away, they first would open the door and then place one of the paper at my desk. And I don't know whether actually something is wrong with me. I couldn't sense what is happening. So I told them, please close the door. They closed it and then they left. And I couldn't sense that something was happening. After 5 minutes, I realized that my phones were not there.
Gang suspected the boys might have applied some chemical on the paper they handed to him containing stuff that might have made him drowsy. He says the target of the boys were phones. By the time he realized he was robbed, the boys had already walked away with his iPhone 12 and a Samsung phone.
They are below 18. The two boys that came to me, they were below 18. I can tell they were between 14 to 16. They are below 18. They are very young. And actually, we are using Arabic. They are using local Arabic. Even at a front office in Arabic, I told them, please, actually, I told them in Arabic. They knocked, they banged the door, and then they left. By the time they are leaving, they have already taken the phone, which I realized some minutes later.
Gang says he filed a police case at the Northern Police Division in Juba Town and also reported the case to the Mobile Telecommunication Network, or MTN, to track his lost phones. Gang says a similar incident happened to one of his friends a week ago. He advises the public to be on extra alert during this holiday season leading up to the festivals.
This is a terrible experience, I can tell. And in fact, I would advise, you know, especially those who are driving in Juba Street, they should actually maximize extra care, especially when they are passing this congested place like Konyokonyo Custom. They should always make sure their cars are locked, and then they don't just pay attention to anyone coming in, like asking for help. Because these boys actually are seriously, you know, causing serious people.
Gang says his colleague had to drive him away from the scene of the incident because he was too nervous to drive.
First of all, I was shocked because, you know, when I get down to look around, I couldn't tell what happened to me. And that's why I used to say that something was that paper that I came across. Even after some time, I had to ask a colleague to drive. I couldn't drive because I was choked, and you know, I wasn't feeling okay. Some kind of a trauma happened. Okay. And after some hours, this is when I got back to myself.
Major General Daniel Justin, the spokesperson of South Sudan National Police Service, says this kind of crime may be new in Juba. He says his office has not registered similar crimes in recent months, but he says he is not surprised that such incidents are happening.
Usually during Christmas and New Year, you get criminals are very active in marketplaces. You see, because many of the people are out for Christmas, and then you get families are out to buy things for their family member for the Xmas. So this one also, the criminals are very active.
General Justin says even though the police are stepping up security measures this holiday season, the public should be more vigilant at this time of year and report any suspected criminal activity to the police for intervention. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudu in Juba.